when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
This quote by Steve Jobs illustrates an important lesson of greatness. The future doesn't happen to us. It happens because of us. Let's talk about why. Welcome to Starting Greatness, a podcast dedicated to ambitious founders who want to go from nothing to awesome super fast. When you're a startup founder, you have to channel your inner James Bond, your MacGyver, your Wonder Woman. I'm going to help you win by curating the lessons of the super performers, but before they were successful. So without further ado,
ignition sequence start.
Let's get started. Steve Jobs didn't discover a market need for smartphones or tablets. He designed the category and taught us all how to think about it. Elon Musk did the same with electric cars and space travel. If you're listening to this right now, you have a choice about what you want your life to be about. This is an especially important question today because the present has stopped working. We need more people who unapologetically seek breakthroughs. So how can you do it? Backcasting is the best technique I have found. Forecasting works best when you're on a trajectory and you want to stay on it. It's best for incremental changes to existing products and markets. But when it comes to building breakthroughs, forecasting falls short. Forecasting takes present problems into the future with us. Backcasting is the opposite of forecasting. As you backcast, you assume that many current assumptions about products and markets won't be true in the future. Because that's the whole point. You want a different future rather than more of the same. You want to change the rules rather than play by current rules. So how do you backcast? There are three key steps. Step one, look for inflections. Exponential inflections power massive breakthroughs. They resemble waves with a giant gathering force. So what is an inflection in the first place? Well, in the realm of backcasting, an inflection is a time of significant change, a turning point. In my experience working with amazing startups, I've seen several types of inflections, but the ones I've seen make the most change are four types: technology, adoption, regulatory, and belief. Technology inflections involve exponential improvements in the price performance of technologies, like computation, sensor accuracy, bandwidth, and the like. When Floodgate invested in Lyft, which was called Zimride at the time, one of the inflections we were interested in was that the GPS locators in smartphones were becoming orders of magnitude more accurate. This meant that they would be able to locate riders and drivers much more precisely than in the past. Adoption inflections involve nonlinear changes in the adoption rate of a technology. If we go back to the Lyft example, in 2010, we believed it was likely that smartphone adoption would increase exponentially, meaning that enough people could be riders and drivers in a transportation network in the future that could locate them accurately. Regulatory inflections involve changes in regulations that open up massive new opportunities. A recent example of this is the easing of restrictions in telemedicine, which now makes it legal for doctors to serve patients across state boundaries in the United States. Belief inflections are the most subtle of the four. Some ideas that are considered heresy at first become the conventional wisdom. In science, this might be things like the solar system. In math, this might be Euclidean geometry. Well, in business, it turns out the same is true. Returning to the telemedicine example, shelter-in-place has made it necessary for telemedicine visits to explode by orders of magnitude. It'll become a belief inflection if patients and doctors become exponentially more comfortable with doing telemedicine visits as a first option. Then these changes will be more than just temporary. Leveraging any of these inflections gives you the power as an entrepreneur to wage asymmetric warfare against the status quo. Entrepreneurs who live in the present tend to make the mistake of starting with the market first and skipping inflections. They analyze current markets for unsolved pain or for segments that are currently unserved or for white space in markets. but you're more likely to discover a breakthrough market opportunity by starting with inflections, the chaos they cause, and then working backwards. This is why it's important to live in the future. You arrive at the breakthrough market opportunity by following the inflections, and the opportunity will usually be dramatically larger because it harnesses the power of inflections to change the rules. Step 2, work backwards from different potential futures. Breakthrough builders are visitors from the future telling us what's coming. They seem crazy in the present to most people, but they're right about the future. Legendary builders therefore must stand in the future and pull the present from the current reality to the future of their design. Backcasting requires you to consider different and surprising futures that stem from inflections, and then you work backwards to the present. I like to refer to these different futures as plausible, possible, or preposterous. Plausible futures are those that you would not anticipate but make sense once you hear them. One of my favorite examples of a plausible future is from Todd McKinnon from Okta. You might remember he was on this podcast a few episodes ago. When Todd and his partner Freddie Karas came to us with the idea for Okta in 2010, Todd was working as VP of Engineering at Salesforce. He knew the early adopters of cloud computing, and he imagined lots of technology would run in the cloud in the future, and customers would struggle to make it all work together. Once you heard Todd explain this future, it seemed totally plausible that his intuition was right. Possible futures are those that you'd not anticipate and might not even seem very important even when you hear about them for the first time. They often start out as a hobby or obsession that turn into an unexpected breakthrough. A great example of this is Mark Andreessen, who was also on our show a few months ago. Mark was living in the future when he was working at a supercomputer lab with a super-fast network at the University of Illinois as an undergrad. He wanted to solve the problem he was facing trying to collaborate with other academic researchers, so he built the Mosaic browser and web server. However, most people who weren't living in the future didn't think the browser was important at the time, because from their vantage point of the present, it seemed that the big companies like AT&T and Time Warner would build what was called the digital superhighway from the top down. Preposterous futures seem crazy to almost everybody. The poster child for building these futures is Elon Musk. It turns out that Elon is the right kind of crazy. Preposterous ideas, because they're so bold, will almost always combine multiple inflections into something that seems impossible at first. All of his ideas have come together because of a combination of dramatic changes in battery technology, sensors, big data, AI, computing power, and other inflections. When Elon talks about reasoning from first principles, he's naturally harnessing the power of multiple inflections on the horizon and pulling them together into something that would seem impossible to build through the lens of today. Step 3. Gather breakthrough insights. Armed with your inflections and a range of potential futures, the next step is to gather insights. Insights lead you to a breakthrough idea that lets you build something so exponentially different, it lets you break free from the pull of the present. What is an insight? In the context of backcasting, we define an insight at two levels. First, an insight is an unrecognized truth that can lead to a breakthrough in the future. More precisely, an insight forms a connection between the inflections and a breakthrough product that'll change the future. Inflections usually happen external to an idea. Insights are more internally driven. They're discovered by an entrepreneur who marries an inflection to an opportunity to make a different future than is expected by most. Returning to the Lyft example, we've said that there was a technology inflection of GPS accuracy in smartphones, as well as a coming adoption inflection of smartphones becoming ubiquitous. The insight involved Logan Green and John Zimmer's understanding that this would allow sharing economy benefits to be leveraged by moving objects, namely cars, and that this would let people share rides the same way they were already comfortable sharing other items like housing on Airbnb. The breakthrough product was an app that brought these insights to life. It showed cars on a map in real time for the rider and driver, as well as a rating system that created accountability and safety, as well as a no-hassle way to take credit card payments. The thread which connected these inflections to the insight to a breakthrough product literally changed the face of transportation as we know it. As you start to tease out insights, think about futures that you are uniquely capable of building. Which scenarios align with your passion, risk tolerance, and capabilities? Then ask, what type of team would I need to make each insight real? How likely am I to create the best team to pursue each insight? So what does this mean for you? When I was a kid, my grandfather used to tell me about what it was like to live through the Great Depression, as well as his time aboard a battleship near Japan in World War II. It was as far away from his hometown of Shawnee, Oklahoma, as he could possibly imagine. He was part of what we now call the greatest generation. Today we talk about baby boomers, millennials, Gen X, and Z, and the like. But the greatest generation was special. Entrepreneurs of today can be the greatest generation of the 21st century. This is a moment for you to show who you are and what you want your life to stand for. The present has stopped working. We must create a different future. Because of my conviction about this topic, I've drafted an in-depth playbook called Starting Breakthroughs. I've decided to open source it to founders who want to go big. It goes in-depth in all the things I've described here and takes it to another level of detail that hopefully entrepreneurs can use in building their own breakthroughs of the future. If you sign up for our newsletter at greatness.substack.com, you can get the latest copy, and I'd love to get your comments as we relentlessly refine it to make it better. And in the meantime, ignore the doubters who say it's not worth your trouble to stick your neck out. Bet on your ability to find a place to stand to move the world. Thanks for listening to Starting Greatness. You can follow me on Twitter at M2JR, and please shoot me an email with any comments or questions to greatness@floodgate.com. I hope you'll subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show, I'd be grateful if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Never let go of your inner power to do great things in whatever matters to you. And until we meet again, remember, greatness is a decision.